Drilling Guys on the Drilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and if you're listening to us, you better be prepping to feed somebody on your grill. And this is the dog days of summer, and we've been talking about hot dogs all day. And why stop now? Okay, so we're going to continue this with, are you a chili dog guy or a coney dog guy? And I guess my first question to you is, Bob, what do you see as the difference between a chili and a coney?
Well, when I think of chili dogs, I think of like a Tex-Mex kind of chili.
Yep.
Right?
Chunkier.
Coneys, I've got a couple recipes on them. I have actually, coneys are made with the heart of a cow.
Okay.
They're called beef heart, right?
Right.
And a lot of people freak out over it, but you basically slice it up, grind it up, and you do a double grind on a beef heart because that's a tough muscle.
Right.
And I think they put
it after you've cooked it or before?
Before.
Right.
And I think that's a good question, too. I think the reason they use it in coney sauce is because it's a way to use that protein, that the goodness of all that sauce masks the peculiar flavor of heart muscle.
Right.
Which is like a delicacy in some places, an oddity in others, right?
Right, yeah. But like liver, you're either
exactly,
in or you're out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we've done that before. Right. Saganaki. So I love conies because I guess my wife got me hooked on them when I first met her hanging out in Detroit with her because that's where she's from and that's where conies are from. And that same hot dog in New Jersey or New York, they call a Michigan dog. Even though Coney Island's in New York, I always find that funny.
Right.
They call it a Michigan dog.
Because it was originated
We call
here.
It a Coney Island dog.
Right, right.
We don't know where it came from.
Right.
I don't know. Either way, a Coney sauce is not like chili in that, I mean, it doesn't have the cumin. It's not heavy on garlic. It's got a lot of paprika and stuff in it and tomato sauce, but I don't understand the profile. I'm going to work on it and try and learn how to make it, but I don't really understand why it tastes the way it does, but I go to Lafayette, okay? Mm-hmm. When I'm in Detroit, I'm a Lafayette guy. You're either a Lafayette or a National. When it comes down to it, if you're a freak, you have to choose sides. And I came down with Lafayette.
Right.
And it's so now when you talk about a chili dog, that's really easy. You can do it any way you like.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real
more of a hamburger type.
It really is. It's just ground beef.
Maybe the tomatoes are a little chunkier. I think Coney's a little smoother. I don't want to say watery because it's not watery.
Some aren't, but
it's a smoother consistency.
Some are, some aren't.
Right.
I've had them in places. Somebody you and I both know very well, who hangs his hat on Coney's, and his sauce every time I have it is really, really thick and pasty. Mm. I'm not a fan.
Right.
Okay. But what I was going to say about the chili dogs is I'm guilty. I have a million times opened up a can of Hormel, no bean, heated it up and made chili dogs and people love it.
Right.
Because
it's simple.
It's a different type of chili.
Right.
It's not like the chili I'm going to make for my family. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. It's thick. So it works as a topping.
Right.
I know it's probably not the healthiest, but. Hormel's been good to me.
Well, hot dogs, if we're talking healthiest, isn't probably right up on the list either, right? But so if you're going to go. Just go big with it and get your coney sauce. But I prefer the chili dog myself. I just don't like the bun to get so wet. And the regular chili is a little thicker.
Well,
and it sits on top. It doesn't soak in
as
much. And that's just a personal thing. I don't like
it
that
is,
soggy
it is.
Bun.
If it's all good enough, you won't even notice.
Right.
You'll be just eating so fast, it won't get a chance. But now, if you talk about my favorite, I'm going to say it's probably going to be a Skyline Cincinnati chili. I don't know. I shouldn't say it's my favorite. It's just another favorite. I'm really hungry right now.
Right.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
But and the Skyline chili sauce is very runny. Lafayette is very runny. So it's just that I know in advance when I'm going to eat one of those two guys' meals, it's going to be on a plate. I'm not picking it up. I'm eating it with a fork and knife.
I see.
And I'm going to devour it.
Right. Right.
If I go to Skyline, I'm getting three or four. If I go to Lafayette, I'm getting definitely three.
Yeah.
But it's an experience. Downtown Detroit's in a wonderful rejuvenation. And if you want to go down to Lafayette, Coney, and it might be on Lafayette. I don't remember what street it's on. But it's right downtown. Just you won't have any problem finding it because it's the buzz in Detroit. You've got to be at one or the other, Lafayette or National, for the most part. But you stand in front of the two, and there were brothers. A couple of Middle Eastern guys, they were brothers, like 50 years ago, went side by side and competed with each other, and they built up empires. I mean, those places run the hundreds and hundreds of people through every hour.
Right.
So I can only imagine.
And there's lots of good hot dog places everywhere. I mean, we're here in Grand Rapids. There's a half a dozen places that.
Yeah, but this not like this.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
These guys, they've got big glass windows, and you watch them do it. This one old guy that works at Lafayette, he'll line up, and he works like a machine. He's just a machine. He'll line up like 10 buns on his arm, and he's rolling these hot dogs on a griddle. And he's methodical. And he's just poom, 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 and then takes them all off one at a time, bam, 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 throwing the mustard, throwing the Coney sauce on him. And it's something to watch.
Right.
He's so serious, and he's just a little fella. He's got to be like 80 years old now.
Been doing it for a long time, yeah. I'm sure.
Rolled a lot of wieners.
Yes, he has. Yeah, cool. Not boiled, but those are grilled, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So you want to talk a little bit about maybe some other things that would go well with the hot dog. I see some German mustard here, kraut, pretzels, kapusta. You get into some of that stuff. Maybe you want a little bit heavier dog, so you might go to a bratwurst or you might go to a kielbasa. Or something like that, or which are more traditional Polish or German stuff, where you would get a kraut on the top of there.
Yeah, but my thought was, I love sauerkraut on a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever eat it on a hot dog?
Not generally.
No?
No, it's more of a brat topping to me. And the kapusta is just a Polish version.
Give yourself permission, Job.
Right.
Just give yourself permission.
The kapusta is a sauerkraut with some ground meat in it and some
and sugar.
And sugar and a
sweeter.
Little bit of
it's sweeter.
What's the seed I'm looking for?
Yeah.
That's in there.
It's like mustard seed or something.
No, it's I'll get it. But anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Right. But that's a kraut topping, and then I like a little mustard on top of that. That's a great combination for me. It isn't fennel. I'm gonna come up with it. I can't caraway. It's got caraway seeds in it. That's what it is, which is a unique flavor.
Don't get carried away.
I did, just for a second. But anyway, so we talked a little bit about ketchups.
If you're a real man, you know how to make it.
It's man law time. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law. I'm not going to be a weenie about this. No wasted beer in the name of humor.
100% with you. That old thing where you'd smack your bottom of your beer bottle on the top of the guy. No. Make it foam all up. Why? Why do that? It was funny one time.
Because you're a douche.
Right. Yeah, it's funny one time. Get over it. Don't do it anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we got a few other things we can talk about, but I am honestly... It's silly, you know. I don't know. Maybe I need counseling, but I do get really excited about some of these foods. And my latest thrill is anticipating cooking up these corn dogs because I've never done it. So it's like it's a new thing. And I love my deep fryer, the one that I'm making. So I stained my whole deck white.
Right.
And now I'm thinking – I can't put that Cajun grill back out there. I think I'm just going to keep my stainless cart and my tech. And I don't want to bring charcoal out there now because it's so beautiful white. It's going to be a problem.
Mother Nature's going to dirty it up, dude.
I know, but I don't think, unless I put weather protection down or fire protection down
or
something.
You need a grill condom.
So I'm looking at that little corner between the house and the garage. And if I just chop that bush down, that orange, whatever it is, that drives me nuts, I can do that whole corner in charcoal and deep fryer. pour a little pad of concrete there. That bush ain't going to grow.
Right. All right, we're going to bring this doggone train to the station. Might talk a little bit of Korean and some honey. Stick with us.
If you kid on last season.